Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Well, welcome back to the DLink Show on 101.9 Chai FM, the show where we connect you through insights, information, and illumination. So last month, we had Con Bertish on the show. It was so interesting. Con shared his story of being diagnosed with a brain tumor, going through surgery, dying on the table. But very importantly, the visualization and the tools that he used for healing. And he started this Cancer Dojo app. And again, it's getting people to be creative about their healing journey. It was a really interesting conversation. We went into a whole lot of areas. And Con is back. And we're going to be talking about Global Cancer Survivors Month, being that in June, and what Cancer Dojo has to do with it. So, Con, welcome. Great to have you back on the show. As I was introducing you, Con, and I said you, and I made the statement, you died on the table while in surgery. Was I wrong?
Hi, Nikki. Thanks.
Welcome.
And yes. Yeah, I did. I died. I wasn't supposed to die. Although, when I did sign the form before going into the double brain surgery, I had to sign this form, and it said that I should prepare myself that after the surgeries, I might be deaf, or I might be blind, or another one was, and I thought, wonder why they'd put it at number 11 on the list. It said that, well, I might not survive at all. And I thought, oh, that's a bit cheeky to put it at number 11. But I ended up dying. And the weird thing is I scribbled all over this letter I had to sign, the statement, signed the document. In my first surgery, I have some cool holes in my head. And in the first surgery, I passed away. I disappeared for about 2.5 minutes.
Wow. And then I have to ask the question, Con, and I'm sure everyone asks you the question. Do you recall anything?
Yeah, I do.
It's 2.5 minutes. What do you recall?
Yeah, it's not the traditional. It's quite a thing, and I use it in my talks because I do a lot of talks on resilience in different parts of the world, creativity and resilience, and people ask it all the time. So I was very much in a, I kind of had some form of cognition when it came to, it was black, like there was a darkness, and then I heard a sound, and it was a very strange sound, felt like it was coming through a tube. And it went like this, it went literally, this was the sound, it went like this, hi-ho, ho.
Wow.
And then it got louder, and it went, oh, hi-ho. And then it got louder, and it went, hey-ho. And it got louder again, and it literally, I opened my eyes, and it was the surgeons shouting, everything's all right. And I wondered, why are you all shouting and your eyes are so big? Maybe they thought that because they were wearing masks that they couldn't see the panic in their eyes, but they were shouting, everything's all right. But it came through a kind of like a tube. So I was moving towards the sound.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry. I mean, I here I am. Having
the way that I tell the story is the way that I experienced it, and the way that I dealt with cancer right from the get-go was to play with it, which is the absolute opposite of what is the traditional way of dealing with something scary. And that's one of the things that I teach a lot of big businesses and people really struggling, how to deal with something fearful is to move towards it, play with it, screw with it, bounce it, press it, pop it, get involved in the process. And that's that kind of purpose is shown to help people find a way forward, helps them pull themselves out of depression, and gives them an approach, a purpose within the challenge. And that's what this project that you invited me on the show to do, which is really cool for National Cancer Survivors Month, was I'm so involved in the purpose space and helping brands and businesses and humans find purpose. In the instant Cancer Dojo helps patients find a purpose within the disease to help them participate in a way forward that's relevant to who they are. And I do that now with bigger groups, like even the ShopRite group, you know, the 162,000 staff employees are using the same methodology that I've used for patients by giving them all a purpose. And the interesting thing about this project for World National Cancer Survivor Month is I decided to put out a message, and we researched to get 50 different cancer survivors. And cancer survivors are interesting humans because they all have an innate desire to give back to the community. Yeah. They really do. And that's another thing that Edward was talking about, how the, you know, going through the rigors of cancer and coming out the other side, it changes you as a human being, and you become far more empathetic, and you feel like you've been given an extra, almost extra perception on the world, an understanding of the world, an understanding of pain and suffering. And so you feel like you're innately want to give back and help other people. So all of these survivors, 50 people around South Africa from different races, cultures, religions, ages, it's lovely. I mean, cancer is the one thing that pulls us all together. Unfortunately, it's the one thing that connects everybody around the world, regardless of every differentiation. We're all connected by the thing. And cancer survivors are incredible humans, because they jump at the opportunity to assist other people. So I got quotes, and I call them tips, but they're more like they're like resiliency tools to help other patients through cancer. And I'm going to say it up front so people can check potentially during this talk, is at cancerdojo.com, cancerdojo.com/tips. And if they go there, they can download a flip, and not even download it, it's actually a live little app, and they can just flip through 50 different quotes, these tips, these resilience tips from other survivors who went through the journey of cancer in their own ways. So they were incredible. So for instance, Zumi, who's 34 years old from Menland Park with thyroid cancer, she said, you know, I listened to podcasts of comedians during chemo, and they made like a very simple little tip. But the thing that I really loved about all of them is they were all about actively getting involved and finding ways to help yourself through the process, not pulling back and going, oh, poor me. They are actively finding ways to strengthen or to assist themselves through the different treatments, not going, and you're allowed to do that, of course, but the objective of the whole journey is for you to participate in your own healing and make a difference. So things like, here's another one. I've got some great ones in front of me. This one's from Naniki Seboni, who's 35 years old, malignant melanoma survivor. She said, "The big boss." That was her message.
The big boss.
The big boss. This is her story. A friend advised that I name my visible scar Ugly Betty. But after some time, I realized that my scars were an unspoken billboard of my resilience. So I renamed it Big Boss. Huh. And now I call it Big Boss, and it made me feel like I was the boss of my cancer. And these are people. Yeah, it's really cool. So this is from Michael Williams, who's a lymphoma survivor. Cancer fears the will to fight. Your spirit is the brightest light. And trust me, when I say that you will come out changed and lighter and stronger. And that's from Michael. And then this is a really interesting one as well, from Renelle Foster, who's 50 years old, leukemia survivor. And she said, "I had a mantra, 24 hours at a time. That really helped me cope." And that's how she dealt with the the chaos and the fear of cancer. She just focused on the next 24 hours. She didn't go down the rabbit hole of what would happen in a week or a month, or would she survive? She focused on what she could do within the next 24 hours. Yeah. And that gave her some, yeah, that gave her that resilience mindset that you need.
That's because, doable.
Yes, it's doable.
And when you do it, you have the momentum to do the next 24 hours.
But
Con, while, just I want to just encourage people again while you're talking. So just again, go to cancerdojo.com/tips.
T-I-P-S. Tips.
T-I-P-S. Okay. Tips, right?
Tips of resilience. They just go cancerdojo.com/tips.
Yeah, got it.
And you see them all. So the one that I put on, because I'm one of the 50, is I said, read the book called The Choice by Edith Eger, which I'm sure you know, Nikki.
It's an incredible book. Of course.
Powerful, powerful book. And the book is about how you handle a situation that's outside of your control. It's how you can, there's a similar quote from Dr. Viktor Frankl is, when you change a situation, you learn how to change yourself. And that's a lot of what was brought to life through all of these different 50 survivors. So for instance, Renee Singh, who's a breast cancer survivor, and she's also the founder of Warriors with a Purpose and a UICC member, she said, I danced my way through cancer. Music is what kept me going, and it still does. I use dance, and I'm dancing my away in my cancer journey with vibe, she says. And these are just regular people who have found ways that they can participate in their healing process. And a patient that participates generally stands a better chance of a more positive cancer outcome, because they seldom fall into depression, because they have a job to do, and their job is to augment the treatments using their different tools that they created, or even their mindset.
Wow. Okay. So I also want to just say to the listeners, perhaps you haven't gone online yet and seen it, but I'll tell you what I'm loving about this, Con, is how beautiful it is. So each one of these quotes, you could print them out, you could laminate them, you could put them around your house, put them in your bathroom, put them in the kitchen, put them in the car, put them in wherever. So you are inspired by other people's stories or hints or tips or whatever it is. And they're like little works of art. I mean, these are really, really beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, my background obviously is creative direction and creativity. And
right,
we designed each one of the 50 different quotes. So for instance, the one I'm looking at now is from Elise Faree, who's 65 years old, who had thyroid cancer, and she's also a psychologist. And she wrote, I made jokes about my condition and laughed at myself on a regular basis. Laughter really is a good therapy. I'm a psychologist, so I should know, she says. Yeah. And these kind of things that, so one of the things that's core to Cancer Dojo and to what I do in the training space is to get people to play with the things that scare them. Because fear doesn't like fun. It's a great, it's just a quote that I created and I love it, because fear doesn't like fun. Fear wants to overwhelm you and turn you, make you feel helpless. But when you start having fun with it, or you laugh at yourself in the situation, you really start overcoming the fear. Because you're taking control of a very scary situation and you're actually doing something. It's the ultimate form of, for me, is the ultimate form of resilience and moxie, courage to poke the bear, you know, not let the bear drag you down and overwhelm you.
So, I think it's valuable. I think it's such, you know, that's such a valuable insight. You used the words a little bit earlier, get involved. Pop it, bounce it.
Yes.
You know, we're so scared of going there, though, Con.
Yes.
Like, we think that we're going to crumble, or we think it's going to make us weak, or it's going to overwhelm us, or we'll never be able to get up. And that's the fear that holds us back. And you are all about just go in, face it, play with it, turn it. And and all of these people's quotes seem to echo that sentiment.
Listen to this one, Nikki. So Lwazi Mativa, who's 61, multiple myeloma survivor, she said, imagine the chemo in your blood is like a healing power. So that's what she did. She imagined it. She saw it coming in. She didn't. There are a lot of people who, you know, there are different ways of you could go, oh, chemo's killing all the good cells. I'm losing my hair. And she did similar to what I did. Her approach was to imagine the chemo coming through her system like a healing power. And I imagined it in a different way, a different positive way. Mine was a little bit more crazy, but it was like a roller coaster ride that would freak these cancer cells out and would flush them out of my system. But it's all of these, and it's interesting that I didn't edit any of these quotes. I only edited them for length, but I didn't edit any of the messaging. And all of these messages of survivors, these are people who have survived the disease, are positive ways to augment your healing process. Another guy who I know is called Darren Robertson, who's 48. He had double prostate cancer survivor. So he had a hard road, as we all do. Yeah. And he said, every time I had radiation, I imagined a laser beam killing cancer cells one by one, pop, 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 until they were all gone.
Just amazing. Now, Con, I love it. I really, really want to encourage people to go and have a look. I'm loving it. I'm loving these quotes. I'm loving how beautiful each card is, I think, for people to download. So they can just download it. So it's cancerdojo.com/tips. I encourage you, go download it, print it out, cut them out, be creative. Yeah. And as Con says, get involved, pop it, bounce it, play with it, be creative with your cancer journey. Con, thank you so much. There's never enough time when you come on. There's never enough time. It's a joy having you on. Thanks. Thanks for joining us again.
Thanks, Nikki. Thanks, Chayathan. You guys rock.
Take care. Thanks, Con. Bye-bye. Con Bertish, who's the founder of Cancer Dojo. He's a malignant brain cancer survivor. He's a resilience coach. You hear what he does in corporates. So go along. Come on. These quotes are amazing. cancerdojo.com/tips. We're going to hear from some of our cancer survivors, our cancer warriors. Stay with us.
I have been ill for 8 years. Had cancer twice, and I would not have survived these 8 years if it weren't for DL Link. They have been my arm, my crutch, my mother, my father, my sister, my brother, behind me, in front of me, and at the side of me. They have looked after me with lifts, carrying to the doctor, courses, lectures, food. I am only happy that I'm in South Africa for one reason, and that's DL Link. And I challenge any Jewish organization anywhere in the world to match what I have received from DL Link. It's Lana Jacobson, and it's my honor to be able to recommend them to anybody who's ill. They actually make your journey half as far to travel as it would be if you were alone. They take you right over troubled waters. Thank you. Bye.
The DL Link team is the most amazing, caring team that I know, not only for cancer sufferers, but for anyone who has immune deficiency diseases and life-threatening diseases. They help in every way. They are just the most amazing team. Thank you so much for all you have done for my daughter. Thank you.